and welcome to Interactive Distractions, End of the World Edition.
Yeah.
This is episode number 262.
Episode 666.
We are recording on Thursday, December 20th, the day before some ancient Mexican people said that the world was going to end.
The day
of. Oh, shit. I just figured it out.
It could end as a recording.
That's
Wait,
true.
You said you were expecting a voicemail from Repeat, but it never came?
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's in the
it's
future.
Already, it's already tomorrow.
No!
Oh, God!
Repeat, don't be dead!
He's lost to us.
So, my name is Chris Ferricchio, and I am here with those two voices that you heard, which are Glenn Burgess.
Yo.
And Jeff Chorney.
What up?
And today we are going to be doing some distractions and then news, and then there will be a break in there somewhere. We're not sure where. It depends on how long we talk about games. Then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So before we do that, Glenn.
What's up?
Welcome back, dude. How you doing?
Hey, Glenn.
My life's a roller coaster for the past week, man. So, I've been.
Just the past week?
Oh, but like more so. Like,
so you, like fun you, and exciting or?
A little bit of all of it. But like, you know how most of us, if you're going through like a rough patch, you're always right on the brink of just losing it. Like at any given time. And like you could order a pizza and like you didn't get extra pepperoni and you will throw it at the delivery driver's face.
Wait, you don't do like, that anyway?
Right. Listen, motherfucker.
No. I asked for extra cheese, bitch.
This clearly is not the thing that's really bugging me, but I'm gonna take it out on you anyway.
So you're a woman.
Yeah. It's that time of month for me, so it was really interesting. But no, I've been dealing really heavily with this car business for the last week. Because I was looking into getting a car and paying cash because I didn't want a car payment. But then I looked on Craigslist because Auto Trader doesn't even have cars in the price range that I'm looking at. So I was like, Craigslist, what can I get for this much money? And they're like, well, this was a car once. it has wheels on it and they do spin. However, you will need to hire a Mexican to push it down the street.
This one's called a
mechanic special.
Mechanic special. That's right.
Oh God. Yeah. This is actually the Volkswagen Jetta rickshaw. You may not be familiar with it. We actually put a small Asian man in the front of it and he carts you around. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to look at some cars and see if, you know, what kind of financing I can do, blah, 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 blah. And, I was not expecting to be able to be financed due to my current financial predicament that I am in. And the guy's like, oh yeah, no, we can get you done. It's going to be a real high interest rate, but you know, we could definitely get it started and that's cool. I was like, sweet. And he's like, well, just, you know, let's put the paperwork down. I found a car I really liked and everything else. And he's like, all right, the finance guy's going home for the night though. So he just wants to take care of it tomorrow morning. So just come by that. I'm like, cool. So I come by the next morning and the guy's like, oh, that finance guy's not here. Let me take a look. Oh, I really don't think I can get you financed, man. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you've got all this stuff going on and that going. I'm like, oh, dude, he's like, all right, why don't you go wait in the waiting room for like an hour?
Yeah, that sounds pretty typical of a car dealer.
I'm like, okay. And then an hour later, yeah, man, there's just nothing I can do. I was like, okay, could you have not wasted my fucking time then? Like, I'm not upset if you can't finance me. That's fine. Can you not tell me, like, during time that I could be at work working?
Or just sitting
in a waiting room for an hour?
Or just like sorry, here's my number. Happened. Call me if you find something out.
So call me, man.
Yeah. Oh, please don't.
So I basically just said, fuck that. And they've been calling me still trying to deal with something. And I was like, yeah, no, you guys wasted my time entirely. So I'm still letting them run around and waste their own time now, but I'm not buying shit from them.
And instead,
I did find a car on Craigslist that I'm going to be purchasing tomorrow, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, it's,
tomorrow.
I know. It is a beater and a half, but it's a, I don't know either, but it's a beater, but it's a fun one. You know
what I mean?
It's
a pretty nice beater.
It has potential to be.
At that year, if you had that car,
oh my God,
damn,
yeah.
Son.
Hell yes. It's a 96 Audi A4 Quattro, with a 5-speed. So it's actually a decentish car. A little low powered was the only complaint even back in the day.
Yeah.
But that's fine. It was what I was looking for. And you know, when it's competing against in that price range, like a beat up old Ford Focus or a 2000 Dodge Neon with three of the original four hubcaps missing.
This is what you have to choose from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, basically. And wow. There's a Honda Civic. I was like, oh, a 2002 Honda Civic. And I click on it, and it's got no taillights, no headlights. The grill's gone. Three of the wheels are missing.
It's got blood on the back.
It's got one seat. There's a deer stuck in the windshield.
Scrap metal special.
Like, deer's included. What if I pay you extra to take it out?
Antlers have been removed.
So this thing is, it's still a little sketchy. It's on a rebuilt title. It's got 186,000 miles. And the best thing about it, by far, this is honestly because I test drove it and the thing runs really well. But the thing that irritates me beyond all hell is somebody, when they were fucking with it, did something in the steering column where they had to detach the steering. And when they reattached it, the steering wheel was on a 3/4 turn to the left. While the car was facing straight ahead.
Oh, that's annoying.
So the wheel is like upside fucking
down.
That would annoy. Actually, that would drive me insane, actually.
And the girl's been driving it like that for a year. I was like, you know what the first thing that's going to happen when I get this car home is? I'm going to break that steering column loose. I'm going to pull that bolt off. And I'm going to turn the damn steering wheel the right way.
No, shit.
It's not even like it's the most difficult thing you could do in the world. But, oh, yeah, it was driving me. I almost ran off the right side of the road like four times. I kept trying to center the steering wheel and... Oh, it was awkward, but other than that, everything's great on it. So I'm excited to just buy a car cash because I've never done that before. And I'm actually a little bit excited about getting a beater. I kind of like the idea of having a car where I'm going to need oil in the trunk so that I can put it in. I don't know.
I've had a couple of those actually.
Well, it shouldn't be that bad, dude. Like my first car actually bought with cash was like a 94 Saturn and it lasted me a good 3 years. And without having to do any kind of like,
God, and then spontaneously combust.
My first car was a 94.
Yeah,
my first car was a 93.
And if this is like an Audi, like that thing should be built way better than the Saturn was, so you should be okay.
Well, they gave me a list of all the shit they replaced.
250k or a little bit less than that when I bought it.
I guess this thing was I did a little bit of research, and historically at 150,000 miles, the engine timing belt is just fucked on them and completely needs to be replaced. But they did that already. They did. Okay. They actually replaced a whole bunch of shit. The water pump just got replaced. The only weird thing for right now is that they flushed and replaced the cooling system, but in the process, because it was the summertime, I guess the mechanic felt lazy, so he didn't reconnect the heat core.
Oh,
so there's
nice.
So there's no heater. It's just bypassed. Like, oh, okay.
You don't need
why?
Heat. Whatever.
The fuck's the point of that? But it has heated seats. So it's like
that's
the most.
Awesome.
I don't understand. I've got power seats,
Florida,
power windows, a fucking sunroof, and heated seats, but no heater. Like, really? Oh God! But it's gonna be a fun car to have, I think. And as long as it gets me through the winter, like if I make it through to like March or April with this car, I'll be thrilled.
I think you'll be okay.
I think so.
Like I said, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, I've been borrowing a work car, and it's just driving me nuts because like yesterday they had to take it out for a call, and they didn't get back until like 5:45 or 6 o'clock. My shift's over at 5, so my shit's just sitting. I'm just sitting in the office waiting for a dude to come back. I felt like a kid after school in junior high school waiting for his mom to pick
my mom's coming to pick me up.
Like I can't even tell you how much I've just grown so accustomed to having a car and being able to do whatever the fuck I want. It feels so the opposite of empowering.
Hey, Jeff, you said your first car was a 94. When did you start driving?
Well, the first car that I bought.
Like, oh, okay.
It was like a 94. What was your question? Sorry. When did I start?
When did you start driving?
Oh, I started driving when I was like 16 or 17, and then
I was like 8 or 9. Like, legally, Jeff. Legally.
Yeah.
The first car that I bought myself was when I was 16, and it was an 81 Honda Civic.
Oh, yeah, I didn't buy one. Yeesh. When I was 16.
Yes.
Yeah,
you couldn't even get the CRX? What are you doing?
I got what I could afford. It cost me $600.
Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
You lucked out. I almost bought a Lincoln Town car for $600. Oh, wow. First car. It was like an 83.
I had a choice between, like, buy a Dreamcast or a cheap car, and I went with the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Do you want a PlayStation 3?
That's right.
Or a hatchback?
Yeah, seriously. Hatchback.
Hatchback, please.
Does
it have a CD player?
At least in the first 2 years.
A CD player. There were no CDs in 81.
Yeah, you bought it in 81? Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're an old man. I forgot.
But, yeah. Hey,
that's what a Honda Civic cost in 81 was $600, brand new.
I understand.
The times they are changing.
I understand the thought of the high interest loan, though, because the first car that I actually bought on payments,
oh, Jesus.
My interest rate was 26%.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I was I was 18 and had no credit.
Okay, so I was going to say you probably had no credit.
Yeah, I was 18 and had no credit.
Our loans right now are not that high with interest.
No, no, not at all. But I mean, that's the thing. It's like the best thing you can do for your credit is pay off a car. So exactly. I was like, regardless of what the interest rate was, if we can get the payments right, I'm fine. And the payments were $200 a month. So I was like, I can do that. $200 a month for 3 years.
And if you're working, were you working at 16?
Well, this is when I was 18 when I bought this car.
Okay.
And yeah, I was working at the time. So.
Well, and here's a pro tip for you kids that want to do this route where you got to build your credit and they're going to give you a high interest rate on your first loan. That's cool. Go out of your way to get the longest loan that you can and then halfway through it, refinance. Because you're going to have, if you get a 6-year loan, you're going to have 3 years of steady payments on a high interest loan. All of a sudden, your credit's pretty damn good and you could get a much better interest rate.
This is true.
Or just get like a really low credit card and use that and then not have to worry about paying high interest for half of your loan period.
Okay, you're talking about someone who doesn't have credit trying to get a loan for a car and getting a credit card.
Use your department store card that has a 85% interest rate on it and a $300 credit limit.
When you're a certain age, as long as you're working, you should be able to get a low limit credit card. Like
bullshit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a low limit. So if you want to get a car that's more than like $1,000 or $2,000, then you're shit out of luck.
The amount doesn't matter. It's your credit rating. So if you get a small limit credit card and you use it, but make the payments on it and everything like that, you're building.
Oh, so he's not saying for buying a car. He's just saying use the credit card.
That's true, but that takes so long.
It does take much longer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's better to do that than paying 28%.
You know what? I've never even thought of this.
Well, that's the thing. I did both. So
is credit building different over in other countries versus the States?
It's pretty much the same.
That thought never even fucking occurred to me. If I get a credit check done in Australia, do I have the same number?
Yeah, it'll pretty much be the same.
Oh, well, that's
it goes by
I was
credit
bureau, move.
It's pretty much universal.
Yeah. I was getting ready
I do
to
not
pick
have
up.
An answer for that question, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, you know. So.
I do work at a bank.
Repeat.
Just
you should send us that's right, they're dead. I forgot. They're all dead. I can't refinance in Australia anyway.
Yeah, they're all gone right now. They're wiped out. Australia doesn't exist.
So anyway, that basically wraps up what I've been...
That molten wall of fucking hotness is building its way slowly west.
It's weird a radar didn't catch that by now. But
I know, isn't it weird?
Well, I guess that's how the apocalypse works.
I didn't hear that on the news yet, so...
You'd think they'd catch wind, that sort of shit. I mean, they track Santa Claus when he flies around.
No, I know, exactly.
They have apps for tracking Santa Claus, come on.
Yeah,
there's got to be a doomsday app. Anyway, that's going to wrap up.
I'm going to look that up.
That's going to wrap up my week. So, Jeff.
Hey.
What you been up to, man?
Not much, man. Saturday, we went to the Toronto... I don't even know, what was it called, T? It's the Christmas market. It's just in the distillery district of Toronto. It's a really nice area. There's a lot of nice restaurants and bars and kind of like vendors in that area. And they basically close it all off and they make it so it's kind of like an open area where they have like beer vendors and stuff. So you can just walk around with drinks where normally you can't do that. And they have like a bunch of like, I don't know, they have like a stage set up for like Christmas shit and whatever. So we went there with actually Tanya's sister and her her husband. And that was kind of cool. We went on this Ferris wheel. They had a Ferris wheel there, which was the fastest moving Ferris wheel I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it would load everybody up, and then it was like, go! And it was like it was like teacups, but on a Ferris wheel. And, of course, after a few drinks, we're like, we have to go on that.
Oh, yeah, which is the best time to go on something like
exactly.
That, it sounds like.
And then when we get on it, we're both like, this is a terrible idea. Because we were like the second or third people to get on it after they did the run of where it spins around, say, 15 times, then it slows down. They have to reload everyone two at a time. We're like the second people. So we had to like get on, go like move a little bit, stop. So, of course, we're both kind of afraid of heights. So we get to the top of this thing, and I was like, this is the worst fucking idea in the world. Because I didn't have enough drinks to not care, and I also really had to pee. This is the worst thing ever, but once it started moving, it was pretty cool. But
did you just stand up and pee off the ledge like you do at home?
I should have. There's some, I would have just peed all over kids' faces. I would have R. Kelly'd everywhere, basically.
Hey, Junior, it's raining out.
Yeah.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. We did that and just kind of took some pictures here and there, and I tried to photobomb as many people as possible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then came home and ended up playing fucking Street Fighter or something till like 5 in the morning.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Yeah, I know. It was like totally not supposed to be that. We were just like, yeah, we just went out and for a bit. We're coming home like have an easy night. And I don't know what happened. When one thing next led to another. And next thing you know, I had a fighting stick in my hand. And time flew by.
Yeah, I feel like you've told that story a few times with a few different scenarios.
Yeah, pretty much.
But one thing led to another, and I had a 14-year-old's panties in my hand. Whoa, wait, what?
Jeff? Wait, whoa.
Fuck?
I leave that part
I feel like you left out a large chunk of story.
Yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. I'm covered in blood. So,
wait, whoa, okay.
And my name's Fluffy Nuts. It's weird. I can't forget
shit. Next thing I know, I wake up in a cage being prodded by some dominatrix.
But it's okay because the world ended and now I'm dead, so.
Exactly. So that we did that, and then this week I'm kind of so dead at work. This is like the slowest time ever.
We are getting emails from Jeff. Somebody entertain me, I'm bored.
And obviously you guys are busy as shit, because all you guys are just like, whatever. I'm like,
I'm always busy at my job, dude.
Yeah, I am not at all this time of year. Like, December and January are just like, and if you're in the mortgage, like, industry, it's just no one buys houses in December and January, so it's just so slow. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, my boss is pretty cool, so like 2 days ago, I decided, I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm bringing in my iPad. So I'm like, you know what, everyone's pretty relaxed, we're all sitting there talking to each other, cracking jokes, I'm like, he won't care. So I set up my iPad, and I started playing Magic the Gathering. And I'm like, I want to hear something, so I put a little bit of sound on, which realistically I should have just put in my headphones. And he sits like directly across from me, but kind of behind, so if he wants to see what I'm doing, he has to kind of turn around, but he's still like right there. So, you know, I'm in a heated battle of Magic the Gathering, and he just goes, Chorney. I'm like, hey. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the middle of a game of Magic. He just stares at me, and I'm like, I'll be done in a second. He's like, you can finish that up in the cafeteria. I'm like, okay, I'll just close it. And he was like, he's actually a cool guy. He's kind of like, he plays games and stuff too. Like, we talked about a lot of shit like that, but he was just like, yeah, it's more of if I get caught with that by his bosses, then he'll get in shit. And I was like, okay. That kind of sucked, so that just made the next 3 days, like,
This is what you need a Vita for. It's smaller and easier to hide.
That's true. Well, I actually did buy a Vita. So
did you?
I did. I bought the Assassin's Creed bundle.
How's that thing feel in your hands right now?
I have not played it yet.
You haven't felt the weight of it?
I felt the weight. I played a Vita before.
Oh.
A bunch of times.
That's not working then. I'm really trying to taunt you into opening it.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel that thing?
I gave it to Tanya and said, hide this. And I'm not opening it.
You know the smell when you first open it of new electronics?
That dude, trust me, I was staring at it all day at work. I had it delivered to my work. I was like, I want to open it. Even my boss is like, so, you know, open it and show it to me. I'm like, I can't. And I wait till Christmas because I want to have that new technology Christmas feeling, like, you know, and you get like.
I want to ignore tea all day. So I'm going to wait till Christmas to open this thing up so that I will turn it on and never stop playing it.
Exactly.
And then the next day, forget that I even bought it. That's with the Chornies.
That's kind of true. Oh man, but yeah, I'm looking forward to opening it though. I'm looking forward to Christmas. Like I bought that, and then I ended up getting Need for Speed Most Wanted as well.
God, you're gonna make me pick that up.
maybe we'll see. I'm watching a lot of video reviews and stuff on it. It seems everyone pretty much says the same thing. It's awesome, except for it's just scaled down in some graphic areas, and it just seems like a dead city as opposed to because there's hardly any traffic and stuff on it.
Oh, sure.
Whatever. What else did I get? Oh, I got it. And they had like a GameStop here had a 40% off, like a bunch of
pretty
much any Vita game and like accessories. So I picked up a 16 gig memory card and I got the Cradle.
Like, oh, the so they had 40% off, so the 16 gig card only cost you $120?
Nope, that actually the memory cards didn't count in that.
So it was the full 500.
Yeah, exactly. It basically was more money than the Vita was. And I was like, awesome, I feel like I got a great deal. This thing's the size of my thumbnail. It's awesome.
You have small thumbnails, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit. But yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that out. And I still, for all these listeners, like, oh, I knew you were going to get a Vita. I still believe what I believe and what I think the future of the Vita is. I just think now is the time to get one. Because, I mean, dude, I bought one game. Haven't even opened it yet, and I have over like $100 worth of games I got for free downloaded on my PS3 waiting to transfer that shit over to my memory card. So
you have, whatchamacallit? the Plus?
I do have the Plus. So I got Uncharted, pluses? Mutant Blobs Attack, Wipeout, Gravity Rush.
Yeah, I want it. It really is almost making me get Plus just for Gravity Rush and for Jet Set.
Dude, Plus is so worth it, man.
Jet Set, yeah. And of course, it came with Assassin's Creed because I got that bundle. So
yeah,
I hear that is, you know, as far as ports or it's not. I don't want to.
It's not a port
because it's not really ports anymore, and it's a different game entirely.
Yeah,
but I hear as far as portable scaled back versions of a game go, like it is the least scaled or at least the least obviously scaled back game that has come out recently.
Everything I've read basically says it's like Assassin's Creed 1 for PS3 and 360, where it's like it looks really good, it's got some really good aspects to it, but it just seems rushed and they didn't really know exactly what they're doing with it, but other than that, so maybe if they make
par for the course.
Second one, the what?
Par for the course.
Thank you.
I guess yeah, for Vita stuff. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't really know, but yeah, I've heard Uncharted's actually really
Uncharted is really good, but it's just that it's like all the things that we hated in one, they put back, you know.
And then they took all the story and sucked it out, and there just isn't one. You just don't care. Yeah. You don't care about the characters in Uncharted for the Vita.
It's true, yeah.
I still have yet to finish it. I'm right at the end. I just can't make myself. It's like you with Mass Effect 3 is me with Uncharted on the Vita.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm like, if I have to rub dirt off one more fucking skull,
I'm going to
throw this thing out the window.
It's like all of the touchscreen stuff is so tacked on. It's just like,
I don't know.
Hold your Vita up to the light.
It's still a fun game, though. I'm not gonna
It looks lie. Like it's not as tacked on as, like apparently in Assassin's Creed, there's a part where you're fucking rowing a boat, and you gotta row the boat using the back screen, like you're using, like, one finger and then
that's
the finger,
weird.
And, like, go up
and then
down,
you have to hold
down.
The microphone up to your mouth and sing, row, row, row your boat.
That would be awesome.
That would make it better.
Totally not playing that on the subway.
Oh, do that shit on the bus.
It's gonna be like an iOS game. You're gonna be in a sailboat, and you're gonna have to blow on the microphone to make the sailboat go.
Honestly, I just really hope Sony has something up their sleeve, because the fact they haven't dropped the price before Christmas or anything like that of the actual fucking hardware...
Well,
they better have something huge.
That's the thing. It's like
PS4
they just won't drop prices anymore. It's like everything has to be bundled.
Well, you know
it's
that
like,
they
no,
don't
we're
have
not
anything
drop
huge.
The price. We're just going to pack in a game that nobody wants.
You know for a fact they don't have anything huge up their sleeve because they are literally the worst at keeping secrets under wraps
true.
Of
this
all
is true.
Of the
we
gaming
about
companies.
Well, wait. I'll take that back because nobody saw Wonder Book coming. Thank God.
Because no one gave a shit.
I'll bet you it leaked and nobody believed it. No.
It could be doing something that
could
retarded.
Be no
they're
one would do that.
No fucking way. They're just throwing that out to try to throw us off the trail. Fuck that. We're not even reporting on that. Thanks for the bait, Sony. I don't think so. Yeah. Oh,
Wonder
God,
Book. Is this
out.
Their new system?
Maybe they thought it was a laptop. The Sony
it's a PlayStation
Wonder
laptop.
Book. The fuck
it's
is
a Wonder
that?
Book.
Fuck is a Wonder Book?
Makes you wonder what the fuck you just bought.
Better have a touchscreen, whatever.
But I'm excited, dude. What's it called? Just came out for it. Undownloadable. Oddworld.
Stranger's
Wrath. And yep. I never played that back in the day. I think that would be a... Like, I would never buy that on, like, PSN or Xbox Live, but I think I would definitely play that, like, on a portable console, so... And it's getting pretty decent reviews so far. So I might check that out.
Very cool.
But other than that, I can't talk about stuff I played until at least next week's show. So, Chris, what's up?
Oh, okay. You meant for the Vita. Not much. I really don't have anything new to report. Life is life. So there you have it.
How the kids?
That should be a bumper sticker.
Life is life. Yeah. It goes right there with like.
Life
is
life. Have a drink.
That's right. Life is life. Chug.
Kick a puppy.
Kick a.
Life is life. Kick a puppy.
Life is life. Punch a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids are good. Things are getting easier with Alora. She's yes, he did ask. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
I should have totally lied. I'd be like, he's making shit up. I didn't ask it.
That's right. But it's getting better. It's getting better. Once she's almost to the point where she's sitting up, and then it's all good from there. So. We'll see what happens.
So are you just going to wait until it's easier with her, too, and then have Crystal pop out another kid? So you got to do it all over?
No, we're done, dude.
Didn't but I... once she's sitting up, though, isn't that just going to give it more opportunities to fall over?
True.
So it's like,
yeah, but they don't fall over much.
She's sitting up on the couch. Oh God.
They don't fall over much because they learn pretty quickly. So if you sit them on the floor and they lean back and they fall backwards, they don't do that anymore. It's like, oh, if I lean backwards.
Adults don't have that shit.
What's that?
My balance has gone right out the window since I've gotten older.
No.
My balance sucks.
It has to do with the drinking, anyway. I think.
Probably.
It makes sense if I'm drinking, but when I'm sober and I can't balance.
No, so you just drank so much alcohol, it just stays in your system.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That would be awesome, though.
Well, let's talk about some games. So, Jeff, what do you... Jeff, let's do Glenn first. Glenn's right. Hasn't been here in a while. So, Glenn, what are you playing?
Glenn's quick. A little bit of the Halo 4s.
We haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, no, I didn't play online. I'm trying to make myself play the single player, and it's nice. It's something that once I sit down and start playing it, I enjoy it, but until then, like, yeah. Convincing myself to do it, I'm like, oh, man, like, you know. It's like when you're about 10 years old and taking a shower.
It's exactly.
I don't want to fucking do it. I don't want to fucking do it. I'm never getting out of this shower.
So true.
So a little bit of that. I've actually been playing mostly, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but have you heard of Ingress?
I've heard of it, but I'm not sure what it is.
Ingress is Google's alternate reality, massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's an augmented reality thing with the phone. And it's all played out through websites and things with a whole alternate reality universe. And you're playing with a bunch of multiplayer people online on one server. So you all interact with each other at the same time. So the premise is that there are, like, everywhere that you look around where there's a statue that's built up or any sort of piece of art installation or a library or anything that, you know, something could have served as a muse to have an individual put it there. It's because there's a portal from another dimension where there's these impulses coming out to make people build these here. So if you go by these areas with statues and things on the phone, there's a portal and you choose a side. You're either with the enlightened side or the resistance side. And you mark the portal as yours and you strengthen it and power it up and you get with other people around the area and you guys kind of share these portal codes and you can link them together. And if you link three, all the area between the triangle becomes your territory. So it's kind of like conquest mode in Battlefield. You're working to cover the most population with a blanket by pinning these points together with portals. And you can go up to like enemy ones that are controlled and you can attack it and take down the shields, take it down, hack it and make it yours and use it to expand your territory. So it's all done alternate reality through GPS. You have to actually walk to these places and be next to it to do it. You can't just like, oh, there's a portal, I'll use that, you know? So it's actually pretty neat, and it's in a super tight closed beta right now, and I managed to get an invite. Yeah. So I just got it a few days ago, and I've just kind of been driving around and messing with portals and seeing where they were, and this weekend I found a couple up in the Scranton area that are just completely unclaimed, so I'm just going to go and make a mine and level up a bit so that I can do more stuff. So it's pretty neat.
Interesting.
It is. And like you have to use action points to actually do this. And the action points are acquired by, getting, exotic matter. And it's just floating around you conveniently on highways and things mostly. So if you just open the app up while you're driving down the street, you collect it. It's actually pretty cool. Yeah. It's really
picking
neat.
Up like a, I don't know, some kind of like power up in like a card game.
So I've got some friends that have been playing it, and they've been, like, driving on a work trip, and they just had the app open, and they just all of a sudden look on the app, and they see that there's a portal, you know, if they take this exit, and they're like, a little detour.
I'm
and they go
it.
Over, yeah, they go over and hack that portal, and then go back to work.
Dude, it's fucking Crackdown in real life.
Pretty much. Yes, it's exactly like...
it's like, I should go here, but there's an orb over here.
It's like real life and your job... would be like missions in Grand Theft Auto. And these portals are sweet fucking jumps in a motorcycle. So you just kind of, all right, I got to go do this. But over there. So yeah, I'm excited to get my life completely wasted and drained away by this game. And that's about it. Jeff, how about yourself? Besides all that Vita you've been playing, yeah.
All that Vita I have not
been playing. All that Vita you've been looking at.
Well, you did get the sexy white one, though, right?
I've played Vitas many times.
Yeah, but you got the sexy white Vita, right?
Oh, I got the sexy white one, yes, I did get
it. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. Thing is, I just think that's more of like the grass is always greener kind of aspect. It's like...
Well, like, I'm going to be jealous of yours until your dirty-ass thumbs get all over those sticks after about 6 months, and then I'm not going to be
true.
So jealous anymore.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I really like the black one, so I'm good.
Greasy fingerprints all over everything. I have to wipe that off every 2 seconds. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think that's hilarious with consoles of any kind. It's like the initial color comes out, and then once a new one comes out, that's like the new hotness.
Oh,
it's
I want like, the PS3 super slim in red.
Exactly. Or like the Wii. The Wii was white, and I was like, ah, it's such a cool white. Then the black one comes out, and I was like, oh, that actually looks really cool in black. 360, same way. It was white, then went black. The PS3 had that limited edition white one that was so badass looking. But blue. Anywho, what have I played? I played more Burnout Paradise.
Okay.
Really?
The PS3. I am playing the hell out of that lately, man. I don't know what it is.
I'll pick that back up and play again.
Sweet, do it. Because I've been playing that quite a bit.
That game was fun as fuck. Because you don't do anything, but you do everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's the coolest game to just kind of sit on the couch, and even if it's just between games you're going to play or just killing time. Like, you just drive around and like, oh, yeah. Cool, race.
That's
guess I'll do it.
Pretty much what I did. I would just drive around and then be like, okay, well, I feel like doing this kind of race, but nah, really, I'm just going to drive around a little bit more. I'm going to go over here, see what's over here. I think I've been here and be like, oh, here's a road rage one.
Right.
I've done it. Let's just do this. Then it's like, oh, this car is now on the streets of Burnout Paradise. If you find
yes.
it, and you know you're
oh, that
see
was
it
always
within,
cool,
like,
yeah.
2 minutes. Yeah. You know, just burn by it and like, oh, I'm going to get that car and stuff.
Yeah, so. Did you just pass me? Yeah,
yep.
Fuck you.
And now you're going down.
And exactly. You're dead. Yeah.
Don't
that thing holds that. Up graphically, too, actually.
And it still looks really good, especially the 60 frames a second. Like
yes.
Need for Speed looks a lot better in screenshots, and even in motion, there's a lot more shit going on, but the
right.
30 frames a second really, really does make a difference.
And that was an earlier game in the life cycle of this generation, too.
No, yeah, it was like in the first...
That's impressive.
First year of the PS3, I think it was. First 2 years.
I believe
somewhere
so.
Somewhere on there. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Played... Oh, because of, I guess, the hype for the Vita and stuff, I've been playing my PSP a little bit lately.
Oh, what are you playing?
I just played a little bit of Chains of Olympus, just like a few, like probably about half an hour of that, and then I popped in Daxter, actually. And Daxter's fun. I really, like, it reminded me how much I really liked that game, because that was, like, the first game I owned when I rebought my PSP, because I remember about when the
it came with it, right?
It came with the one I had, yeah. I got
yeah.
the first remake one, the silver one. And, dude, if the Vita is, like, that comfortable, like, playing it for long periods of time, I'm going to be pretty excited.
It's more comfortable.
Like, is it? Cause
I think it's
Vita
more comfortable
like
than the PSP,
minute.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's a comfortable-ass system, the PSP.
Yeah.
Like, my hands don't cramp all after 10 minutes. Like,
do you have the Slim or the original?
I have the Slim. Or I guess
okay.
if you want to call it the Slim. It's the lighter version with the...
The 2000?
The, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first
okay.
remake
the middle
that they
one.
Did.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The well, the 2 and the 3000 were both... I mean, the frame was pretty much the same.
Pretty
yeah,
identical.
It's got
I think the 3000 was slightly lighter and had a nicer screen.
Yeah,
right.
The screen was definitely upgraded. And the difference between the main one between the one I have and the first one was the disc thing was a fucking...
Yeah, it's just a little freaking flick, flick. Instead
yeah, a little
of
flick open thing. It wasn't like a... Mechanical.
It was a
thing.
Lid. It was a goddamn
it was,
plastic
it's a
lid.
Lot lighter, too, because I had the first one as well, and I remember being, like, quite a lot.
That thing hurt my wrists. Like, if I was laying in bed...
Like, yeah, like, laying back and holding it above
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would after
yeah.
probably about 30 minutes, it would actually have a little bit, not, I guess not pain, but it was really uncomfortable in
yeah.
my wrists to hold that thing up.
Kind of going numb after a while. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah. That's me with the 3DS after 10 minutes, so 30 minutes.
Yeah,
is
pretty
bad.
Much.
So yeah, I just played a little bit of that stuff, and then I
that's all right because your eyes burn after 5. So
yeah. I downloaded Far Cry 3 finally.
Yes.
So Far Cry 3 and the Vita were like my Christmas gift to myself for this year after I got my Christmas bonus from work. So that game is pretty good. I like it. Looks it's very very pretty.
It is very very pretty.
Yes, I'll say off the bat. It's not blowing me away. Like everyone's, I know a lot of people are saying it's game of the year, like worthy. I think that's probably true, but I don't think it's game of the year worthy. Where it's like, holy shit, this game is just so like innovative and has done things way differently. I just think it does what a lot of games have tried to do really well, and just all comes together in a nice, nice package. Because realistically, it's Crysis 1 with a decent story, and not having all the fucking characters see you from a mile away and start shooting at you all at once. The same problem every Crysis game has, and the first two Far Cries actually had that same issue. So, but it's really fun. I like it. I like the fact that it's not as random as, I should say not as random, because the big complaint with Far Cry 2 was, if you're just kind of exploring or hunting, or you're just not hunting in Far Cry 2, but if you're just like exploring the areas and stuff, pretty much every time a carload of, or jeep load of guys would come up and just start attacking you.
That still happens.
This does happen, but not even close to as much where it's annoying.
And the good thing is that you can hear them early enough where you can jump off the road and hide in the grass or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's good. Sure. That's what I usually end up doing.
And there's a lot of random, you're getting killed by animals or attacked by them. That's cool, except for the fact that I could swear that some of them randomly spawn. Like, I've been in areas where I've been like, there's nothing over here, and I'm turning around, and all of a sudden, oh my god, there's a fucking leopard in my all over my face. Where the fuck did that come from?
You just got my face eaten.
Yeah, but it's got some really cool, like, not scripted moments, like water cooler moments, like just having things where I would be, like, attacking an outpost, and then a random, like, leopard would come in and start attacking all the dudes, and then I would shoot a dude that happened to be holding a Molotov cocktail, that would drop, set the ground on fire, which then sent a building on fire, which sent everybody fucking running. They call enforcements. I'm like, I'm going to leave a fucking thing of a claymore right here. I leave a claymore there. They're not going anywhere near the claymore. They run into the area. The leopard starts attacking the new group of guys. They start backing up to where my claymore is by the jeep. I blow up the fucking claymore, the C4, and boom, everything fucking dies. And then, I got the fucking outpost now. It's like new weapons and shit. Like, that shit's pretty cool.
I like the one that Jason was telling us about the other day,
email.
Where he basically drove a truck
full of C4.
Yeah, full of C4 into the outpost and jumped out of it and detonated the C4. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's cool about it. Is like, you can just literally do, you can be as creative as you want to be with how you want to approach things. Like, I did an outpost, this week where, you know, I was like, you know what? I want to do 100% knife kill stealth. That's what I want to do. And that's what I did. I found a little hole in the wall and I, you know, crawled through, ended up behind a building and, you know, I could see where the alarm was. So I went and I killed a dude that was in my way and I could sneak around. I shut the alarm off and then I was able to go and take out, there were six guys and I was able to take out each one of them without alerting anybody else. And, you know, it's just a really cool, you know, it was a really cool feeling because it was a sense of accomplishment. I got like three achievements for it, you know, for doing it. But, I mean, it's the amount of creativity that you can use, to kill things and to actually do, to complete your objectives is pretty impressive.
And I guess that's why it doesn't impress me too. Like, I like that aspect mostly because of the AI, but all that stuff you can do in other Far Cry games as well as in Crysis, like all that stuff is there. Mainly in Crysis 1, not 2, because Crysis 2 is more linear. Crysis 1's like an open world. But the big thing is the AI. Just, I like the fact that if you take out one dude, it's not like everyone else all of a sudden knows where you are, and that makes it so much more fun.
Yeah.
It's just, it gives you more of a, less of a trial and error thing and more freedom. And it makes everything, just like, I thought when I first started playing, it was like an open world. You can do crafting, you can do hunting, but all that stuff is fun and simple. Like, it tells you on the map where you need to hunt for certain animals, where you need to go for certain plants, and it's just simple, simple crafting. It's not like you have to level anything up. It's like, you want to make a healing
potion. Yeah, you need this and this, and there you go.
Exactly. And it tells you around the map where to get that thing. That's what makes it, like, it's so accessible to people. And it's just so well-balanced, and you can kind of go after any kind of missions you want, and it is good. It's really good. It's so far, I guess a few hours into the single player. And I'm enjoying it quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, we got to play some co-op last night, too.
We did.
That was good stuff.
What do you think about that?
I thought it was fun. But, you know, I think we were all pretty frustrated. Like, it was me and you and Jason, and I think we were all pretty frustrated when we got to the end of that first co-op mission when it was just like, it just felt like stuff kept spawning and spawning and spawning.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. You know, and where are you coming from, and why, you know, why does it take 18 shots to kill you? And yeah. It's, you know, it felt like, the way it felt to me in some cases, especially that end, the end of that mission, is it felt like, your typical, type of shooter where you're going at waves.
I know what you're talking about. Like the thing that gears.
Yeah, like gear. Yeah. I don't know why I can't remember.
Horde mode.
Yeah. It almost felt like a horde mode where it's just wave after wave and you were protecting, you know, this generator. You know, besides that, it was, I mean, I had a lot of fun playing it. You know, I thought it was, it did a good job of breaking things up as well. And, they gave you a lot of variety on enemies. Like you had the dudes with the knives that surprised the shit out of us a couple times. And, you know, random snipers. I thought that there's one section where you have to carry explosives onto a bridge. That was kind of tedious.
I kind of liked that though in a way.
Yeah. It added something to it. It was like something that was different. But, And then there was
we knew by like the fourth time we did that where exactly all the enemies were coming from. Like, hey, this sniper's going to spawn here. Once we kill him, there's going to be another one spawning over here. The big heavy guy's going to come around.
That's the one thing that killed me. It's like, at the end of that sequence, after you put all the explosives, when you get that third explosive and you put it on the bridge, there's a heavy crossing the bridge. And I wanted it to be a real time cutscene where it showed him on the bridge getting blown up, and it shows a cutscene, but he's not there. And that's the one thing I was a little disappointed with. It's like, they do such a good job with keeping you, like, in the game the whole time. And then that piece, the one thing that you're really looking forward to, and it just kind of took me out of it.
Yeah, it's a lot like Uncharted 2 and 3's co-op, but in first person, if you've played that.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the exact same setup. It's like kind of like you're fighting waves here and there. A lot of the enemies are putting bullet sponges because they're not. The game isn't scaling to how many players it is. It's just like whether it's one player or four players, it's all the same. So they have to make it kind of difficult. And by instead of making the enemies have better aim or anything like that, they're just making it. They take more bullets to bring down.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that. It just makes it feel kind of.
But the good thing is that even with that, one headshot kills pretty much anything, except for the heavies. The heavies that have the big helmets on.
Yeah.
So, you know, props for that.
Yeah, it was cool. It's definitely something I would never play if it was like a single player mode. I would definitely have to play it with multiplayer like we did last night.
Yeah.
That being said, I wouldn't feel bad if we never touched it again. Like, I didn't think it was like that awesome. Like, if you guys were like, hey, let's play the next chapter, I'd totally be down. But if you guys said, yeah, I'm not really cool with playing the rest of that, I would not feel like, oh man, I'm missing.
Yeah, the co-op is not, and considering that I just finished up playing Borderlands is a much better co-op experience, in my opinion.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's more fun. There's more variety there, and it's just a more fun experience. But, you know, that said, I like the fact that it's a completely separate co-op set of missions.
Brand new missions.
Yeah. And new characters and like a new storyline. And it seems like there's multiple storylines there because, you know, the first one was all about that captain that stole your money and all that shit. And, you know, I liked that. And again, I liked how they broke it up. So it wasn't as monotonous. It wasn't like you're always fighting waves and waves of enemy. Like even that like little driving mini game that we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was weird, but you know, once we got used to doing it, it's like, it seemed like I didn't really get a chance to do it, but it seemed like the two of you, like you and Jason, were ramming each other and stealing each other's explosives.
Oh, yeah, well, because what happened was you were getting the bomb bringer to the thing, and then I figured out I was driving through the green things. Really, I was getting points for that. I was like, what the hell? And then I put two together, like, okay, you get the package, you can go through the green things to get extra points, but you have to deliver the bomb to this part to get the maximum points. And then I think actually it was me and you who ran into each other accidentally. We both had bombs.
Yeah, and the both
and
bombs
then we both
fell
lost
off.
Them. Yeah, so I was like, oh shit. So then me and Jason had a couple things where we were going at the same bomb and was going back and forth and shit. But it took us a while. It was like, oh shit, this is how you do this.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
It was fun. It was fun.
And I did. Well, the only thing is you level up too. It's kind of like Call of Duty thing where you level up and you level up gun perks and like
getting new loadouts and stuff like that.
Kind of loadouts. But the thing is, either you can't do it in the chapter, or we didn't figure that out, but I don't like the fact that we couldn't figure out how to change those things in-game. So it's like, we opened up so much stuff in that first chapter, but it seemed like you could not use any of that stuff until the next chapter. We're actually choosing like you're actually customizing your loadout.
When you brought up the loadout menu, that you could actually hit, I think it was a right bumper, and it would move over to like another set of loadouts. But I never had a chance to actually go through and see what was there to select it. But like there was a loadout that had a sniper rifle and a pistol. And then there was one that had like a submachine gun and something.
Okay,
else.
Yeah, we didn't even notice that because we were opening up all those different sites and stuff different perks. Like we were like, how the fuck do you change this? Because you pick your loadout in between every checkpoint, and we were like, I don't know. Because remember, I made that mistake of somehow disabling my grenades at the beginning, and I could never get them back. So I'm like, I don't know how to get back my grenades. So I didn't have a single grenade that entire time. I'm like, son of a bitch. But anyway, yeah, it's pretty cool. Single player is definitely... I love the characters in it. I love that main villain so far, Voss. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just don't like the main character. He's just...
he's just a regular dude. So, I don't know. Whatever. But that's it, really. That's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool. All right, well, I don't have much to add. I played some more Walking Dead. I'm going through this dilemma right now because there's three really good games that I want to play. And I need to try and figure out when I'm going to play them. So I did play some more Walking Dead, got through the first chapter. I'm going to try and do at least a chapter a week so I can at least get to the point where I know I'm going to get through it. But the chapters are pretty short, but considering I only get like an hour or two a day to play games, who knows? I was really...
What episode are you on right now?
I just finished episode one. I just got through the first one. Yeah, I haven't really gotten that far, but...
I want to talk to you after you play episode 3, and I want to know how you feel.
Okay, in terms of
your emotions.
Yeah, they do a good job about really making you try, like making you feel certain ways about certain characters. You know, it's like they really spark emotion with towards certain characters. They do a good job of doing that so far.
Sure.
Even in just the first chapter, it was like the first episode. It was. Like, there's one dude I just want to fucking punch, you know? But
I know exactly who that is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with that being said, I think they do a good job of that, like, making you feel certain ways by certain characters. But I also think as much as they make you think you're making these crazy choices on characters, I really think the way the story plays out is pretty linear. And I think
I've heard that
before. It's kind of like, it's kind of cool. I think you basically, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure where A to B is going to be the same, but the way that you get to that part is going to be different.
Yeah, it's like a diamond shape. It's like you can branch, but those two branches are going to come back together.
Exactly. So. But it's I think I know exactly who you're talking about in that first one. It's the old guy, right?
Yeah,
it's not a spoiler. I mean, it's the character you don't like in a game.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to not like this guy, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But
they do a great job of... I'm not saying it'll happen with him, but they do a good job of characters you don't like, you'll eventually learn to like, and vice versa. There's some characters you think you'll love, and then by like episode 3, 4, you'll be like, fucking hate that guy. Or that girl.
Yeah. It was weird, though, because like they make you make a couple of big choices, and the choices that I made seemed like easy ones. You know? It seemed like
the first one's the easiest choice.
But that's the thing. It's like the first one was the easiest choice for me. Mm-hmm. But when it did, like, when it got to the end of the episode and it said, like, this many people chose that, it's like less than half chose the same choice
today.
Did you
pick the kid?
I did.
Or the... Oh, wow, you're dumb.
Why?
Because who would pick that guy?
Who would pick the kid?
Yeah, who would not pick the kid. He's not even a kid. He's just, like, just a younger... Of
I picked the 6-year-old kid.
Was it a 6-year-old?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you pick a 6-year-old kid over someone who knows how to use a gun?
Because he's a kid.
Ah, see? That's why you don't do that. You would be a terrible survivalist in a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. But I guess
you'd
it
pick
may...
a 6-year-old kid over
yeah,
someone
no, he's,
who has
he's
a...
absolutely right. The only thing a 6-year-old kid's good for in the zombie apocalypse is bait.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sorry if my fatherly instincts took over the zombie apocalypse instincts when I was playing this game.
No, it's fine. Hey, if you're good to admitting turning into a zombie,
dude,
that is all good and right.
It's absolutely fine. You go save that kid. Me and Jeff will meet you at the next safe house
and
totally
sure
not lock you out.
Kid, isn't it like a? It's a guy who's like he's a teenager.
No, there's a child.
It's not a child. I know exactly what thing you're talking about. When you have to pick at the very end, it's not a child.
No,
like
not at the very end. It's at the closer to the beginning. There's two big choices. The first one is like a kid and the dude that was putting up the fortifications.
Okay, that one.
Do you pick this guy doing something or this guy who's not?
Okay, that one I think I might have did the kid too. The one I'm talking about is the one at the end.
Well, that one was obvious.
Yeah, okay. That's the one I thought you said you picked the other one.
Okay. So I'm going to pick this person who's like trying to hold a board or the person with the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's an obvious choice.
Okay.
But when it comes to a 6-year-old kid, I pick the 6-year-old kid.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
I guess.
That's one of the early ones.
God.
But you'll see, dude. You'll see how hard it gets, especially in
episode two.
The beginning of episode 2 is really hard, and episode 3, oh, fuck. Oh, dude, play through episode 2 and 3 before next week. You can do it. It's only, like, at maximum 5 hours.
Yeah, I know it's, like, 3 or 4 hours, but, you know.
Yeah, it's not that long. All but right. I really want to talk about it, especially episode 3. That shit is, ugh, so good.
Okay.
So good.
Have you finished all 5?
No. I haven't finished all 5 yet, but get to episode 3, and then we'll do a spoiler cast of episode 3, and we'll do 4 and 5 together.
Okay.
We'll be like, we're going to play this like this week or whatever.
All right, that sounds good. I'll work on that this week then.
Cool.
I should be able to, hopefully I'll be able to do it, considering I've got a couple days off.
There's one especially I want you to tell me what your theory or what your logical, not, that doesn't make sense, what your thought process was with one of the decisions, especially you being a father in episode 3.
I'll tell you what, man. They don't give you a whole lot of time to make decisions.
No, they don't at all. Nope.
That's for sure. But yeah, I, so far, I mean, just the first episode, I really enjoyed it. But some of the stuff was a little cliche.
Yeah.
But I guess that's to be expected.
It only improves.
Okay, good.
It really does.
Okay. But yeah, I was up to where I was impressed. I was impressed.
It's really good.
Mark of the Ninja, played some more of that.
Oh, that's so good.
How many stages is Mark of the Ninja?
Oh, man, I don't know. I just got frustrated. Apparently, the part I'm frustrated at, someone told me I could shoot the bombs off the things, which I didn't know you could do that, which I have to go back to it and do that, because that's one of the levels I'm at. Apparently, it's really close to the end. It just frustrated me, and I was like, oh, this is just slowing the game down. But once someone told me I could do that, I need to go back and try that, because it'll probably make it a lot better.
Yeah, I just finished the third stage, where you actually have to get the tracking watch.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just finished that stage. So that's where I'm at. But
okay. It's not. It's really not long at all. Like you probably get through the whole thing in like 4 hours.
Okay. Cool. So I'll hopefully get to finish those up because I really that's the thing. It's like I like both of these games. I want to finish them up so I could focus on Far Cry. And the thing is that I need to buy and play Journey as well because I want to get through these games before Journey game too. Of the year. So you know that's something else.
Should we do one of those? Ones.
Yeah.
We just, oh yeah.
We're doing it in probably early February. We just don't know.
Yeah, who knows when?
Just whenever we all think we played enough games to just, you know, have like.
When we feel like we've played the big names of this year.
The big ones.
I still need to go back and play SSX. I haven't done that.
Basically, yet. We have to play the ones that everyone gives their top 10 or top 15. Yeah. We got to figure out a good fucking layout for that show, too, because it's. Might have changed up a bit this year.
I did play a little bit of Dust as well.
I need to get back to that.
But
I restarted.
The only reason I played it was because I was downloading Mass Effect 3 shit. So
okay.
I was downloading the extended edition ending, and I downloaded the Leviathan DLC. I think
that was the first one.
No, it's the second one. I think. Okay. But apparently, I was listening to Giant Bomb, and they were saying like that this particular DLC actually has a lot of stuff, a lot of story elements that clear up. Some of the shit that happened in the ending, which pisses me off at the same time
that
as it's
have
okay.
Been in the main
story. Yeah, and you know it's like I can go
EA owning BioWare and be like, we need to get this game out at this time.
And I think that has something to do with it for sure. But I also think that they had, you know, this is easily the most ambitious video game project ever.
Mass Effect series in general.
Yes, series. And I honestly think that what they tried to do, it's the first time it's been done. And, you know, sure, they're going to stumble along the way a little bit, but I think what they made as a series is a quality product. And
do you want me to be honest here? Walking Dead does that a lot better. And it's an episodic thing.
Walking Dead's like how many hours long? 10 hours? How many hours is Mass Effect? Mass Effect is 90 to 100 hours long.
Before you get excited, Chris.
And there's many more story elements.
I'm not talking about, okay, Mass Effect is longer because of gameplay you're doing, in terms of decisions you're doing. You make all these crazy decisions that have something to do with that game. The fact that in Mass Effect 3, this whole crew you build up in Mass Effect 2 to build up, this is going to be your crew to like end the game with, has nothing to do with 3 at all. Well, they do have something, but they're not in your party. It just shows you that they were like, okay, well, we can't go ahead and go with like choice A, B, C, or D, or D, because we A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because for we have to look at every single variable, and then what if somebody doesn't have this character? Well, we can't just waste all this space on dialogue and stuff for this character because it could be dead. It might not be here. So we have to create a new character that everyone's going to have. We'll still have the character that's living, but they won't be a character they can have in your party just so that so we don't have to rewrite all that story and dialogue.
See, I didn't have a problem with the way they handled that. So I really didn't. I had no problem whatsoever with the way they handled that because you know what? You know, time has passed. You were court-martialed or whatever the hell would happen. People went their separate ways, and there were certain characters that you got back in your party.
Yeah, well, that's to me, I looked like that was a disappointment because I love 2. I love getting, like, this is going to be my crew. At the end of 2, I was like, that's awesome. This is who lived. This is who I'm going to have to go at it. And they go back, and that's, to me...
And you were pumped at the end of 2, like, when they panned really the camera over everybody in your crew and in the shuttle bay and everything, and they're all giving you that nod, like, fuck yeah,
exactly. And then they're like, okay, well, now we fucked ourselves because we cannot possibly have all these characters plus make new characters for 3 that will be in your party. So they had this thing where, like you said, it could have been court-martial, could have been whatever, some kind of excuse to have them not in your main party and have it so you're filled with new characters that every single person who plays Mass Effect 3 will have access to, no matter what the choices were in 2. Like, based on the story stuff that goes with 2 to 3, yes, that was fine and really cool, but the way The Walking Dead does it, it is literally who you have, what choices you do, who lives or dies in each episode, that's who you have in your main story in the next episode.
Well, that's there's who less, you're going to make your decisions. There's less branches that you could span on, though, right?
Totally true, but I still think they did it better.
So it's way less... Yeah, but it's way less ambitious. And what Chris is saying is it's a much more ambitious project that BioWare undertook.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying, all I said with Mass Effect, I said that they did it... I think
they may have been more successful, but they aimed much lower.
Yeah, it was less ambitious, but they did what BioWare was trying to do a lot better because it wasn't so ambitious. Whereas BioWare just made it look like
I would go with Chris though on that argument and say that since they were way less ambitious, they weren't doing what BioWare was trying to do. They just kind of did a microcosm of what BioWare was trying to do and were successful at it.
Sure. And I would say Mass Effect BioWare was ambitious and weren't successful.
Yeah.
So I would agree with that. Yeah, I would say on a much lower scale, they did a good job. But
see, I think it's all going to boil down to the person because I thought they were very successful. I had no qualms with the way they handled the characters in everyone in my game survived, and I had no qualms with the way that they handled the other crew members in the third game. I thought it was well done.
Yeah, it was well done for a cop out. Yeah.
I mean, you can say what you want, but it makes sense, dude. What happens makes sense.
It makes sense for the cop-out thing they did, where it's like, this is how we make it so you cannot have all these guys that you recruited in Mass Effect 2 to be in your party, because not everyone's going to make these decisions.
It wasn't a cop-out, dude. It was variety, and it was a different storyline. You know, it's like, that's just the way that's the way they wrote their story.
So yeah. They have to look into the fact that some people are going to play.
So the entire storyline that you did for 2, you just said it's a different storyline now they brought in for 3, which to me breaks off. Then it's Mass Effect 2 was so good.
Mass Effect 2, the storyline, the crew was to go do the mission, that the suicide mission. So you assembled a crew that nobody thought was going to come back anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why did you expect them to be in your part 3?
Because at the end of 2, they're there.
So what? It doesn't. But they were only there for that mission. They were only recruited for that mission.
What about the people that? Because some people only bought Mass Effect 3 and didn't play 2 or 1.
That's exactly.
What are they going to do to handle the characters with that? And then there's people like me. I never played 1. I only played 2 and 3. So I don't have any sort of.
That's exactly why I think that they didn't do it right. It's because it made it whoever I saved in Mass Effect 2 didn't fucking matter.
Okay, so what happens if you start Walking Dead Episode 2 and never play Episode 1? You can do that.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
Yeah, you can do that. It's the same thing.
Yes, but I played Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, and still all the people I saved in Mass Effect 2 didn't fucking matter. They were just side stories to Mass Effect 3. Anyway, we spent too much time on this. It's just like...
We'll argue about it on the Game of the Year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly. I just think Walking Dead did... Yes, it was on a way, way lower scale, but they made it felt like my decisions through each episode had way more weight on the story, even though I don't think it does. Like I said, I think it's formulaic. I think it's literally like a diamond thing, but it still makes you get... By the end of episode 1, I feel like I am really influencing episode 2. Episode 2 really influences episode 3. Whereas with the Mass Effect series, I don't think... Outside of the core game, I don't think your decisions influence anything. Besides the characters that are just totally not in the game or in it on somewhat of a level.
No, I can come up with at least 36 examples of things that I did in Mass Effect 3 that affected my game differently because those characters... some of the characters were good or evil. So, you know, there are people that you would encounter in Mass Effect 3 that you encountered in, say, Mass Effect 1, that if you saved them, in my game, saving them would be the bad thing to do. In your game, saving them would actually be the good thing to do and actually would help you out throughout the game more.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay, so, I mean, that's an effect, man. That's a huge effect.
Yeah, that's a minor. There's only, like, a few that... They're not main characters. None of them are main characters. They're guys like the guy you talked to in the first one, the guy who wants the autograph or whatever.
I don't know anything about that guy.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that's one example. But there's no main characters that drastically change between Mass Effect 1 and 3 that are based on what your decisions are. At least I didn't see any. I was like, okay, well, get rid of all these people I actually cared about. Now they're going to be people that, you're going to be standing by the med bay all game? That's awesome. Even though... I was so happy to have you live through that suicide mission. It's good to talk to you.
Were you really? Did you really care about him in that mission?
Yeah, I actually really love Thane. He's one of my favorite.
Oh, characters. I thought you were talking about Jacob.
Oh no, I didn't give a shit about Jacob.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm talking about the med bay in Citadel, not the fucking Normandy.
Correct.
Yeah. But hey, because the way they did 3, that's why Jacob exists, Chris. They need to have a new character that everyone has access to. Way to go, Freddie Prinze Jr. Everyone hates him.
Well, yeah, nobody likes him, but...
Anyway!
Moving on.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Alright, let's take a break.
Take a break.
Back to your corners, back to your
that's
corners.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, round 2.
So we're going to come back, we're going to do news, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
It's time for you to go.
Your mom, Chris welcome Topher. Back. Chris Topher.
Hey, let's do some news.
Okay.
Jeff, what we got?
Sure.
We got some news here.
We do.
First one.
Nice.
Capcom versus SNK 2. It's a game, a lot of fighting games looking forward to. That's one of the, it's heralded as being one of the best fighting games actually ever created. It's back in the day when SNK and Capcom kind of collaborated. Each of them did. It's kind of like what Namco's doing now, or Namco and Capcom with Street Fighter Cross Tekken, Cross Street Fighter.
Right.
But this one actually happened both ways.
And I think I can't remember who did whose, but they had the Neo Geo Pocket that had the SNK versus Capcom match of the millennium.
Yep, that was on. Although I think that was also on PS2 and stuff like that.
No, I don't know.
Saturn? I can't remember what it was.
So, Capcom SNK 2.
They're both good. Yeah, Capcom SNK 2 is the one that people are still playing to this day in like some tournaments. They've announced that it's going to be coming to PS2 Classics in Japan shortly. They were asked if it was going to come to America. They said eventually, just the timing will be a bit different from Japan. Good news, but I don't think that's good enough. I think this is one of those games that everyone wants an HD remake.
They want either
an HD remake, which some people have already done and have it up and running, like kind of like just some gamers, actually fighting game fans did that. And this, of course, is not going to have. I don't think the PS2 version of Capcom vs. SNK 2 had online play. The Xbox version did. I don't think the PS2 version did.
Oh, the Xbox version did?
Yeah, the Xbox version definitely did. Yeah, but I don't think this one does. Because it was the whole Xbox Live was around then, and then Sony games are kind of few and far between. They actually had online play. PS2,
especially fighting games.
I don't think it did. The what?
I said especially fighting games.
Oh yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, at least it's kind of cool. So if you still want to get your fix of that, it's playing locally. That's hopefully going to be coming pretty soon. And I don't think you guys, have you guys ever played that? It's a pretty good game.
I played the first one. I didn't play the second one.
Oh, you played SNK, Capcom vs. SNK 1.
Yeah, and I also owned the Neo Geo Pocket Color version, Match of the Millennium. Still have it, actually.
I don't think I actually played the first one, to be honest. Thinking about another game I never played. This has nothing to do with games. I went into a transition there before reading the link. Steam Client for Linux has entered open beta, which is not a game. But I will say I've never used Linux, so technically, the transition still works.
Yeah, this is a situation where I have a feeling that this is leading into the Steam Box idea for next year.
Yes.
And I think I might try now. Glenn, you said earlier that you had some trouble, but I think I might try and make a Linux partition on my gaming rig and give this a shot.
It's just a Debian package, which for those who don't know what that means is if you've got say Ubuntu or any other Debian-based flavor of Linux, you just double-click this thing, and it brings up the install manager, and that'll automatically figure out what libraries and dependencies you need. Like, the things that people don't know about Linux, you can't just install files. You need to figure out all the files that that file needs and install those, and figure out all the files that those files need to work and install those.
Well, usually, that's why it was a pain in the ass. It'll actually say you need to download these as well.
That's still terrible.
But it doesn't do that anymore. It just tells you that those are being downloaded as well.
Okay, that's okay.
So, but it automatically does it. Correct. Now, but that's what I'm running into with Steam. I tried to download it. I downloaded the client at work, and I went to install it, and it started to, and then it went to reach out to two different websites to get
The dependency libraries
that I need, and it just said it couldn't connect.
Huh.
And I'm like, that's really odd. Just like, not even, it's not there. Like, what? Really? Like, you're just having a connection issue? That's weird.
Yeah, I've never experienced that issue with any packages that I've dealt with in Ubuntu, so.
Me either. So I think it might have just been a momentary lapse. It could have just been, you know, maybe high demand or something like that, and it dropped out. So I'm going to try it again tonight when we get off of here. I'll see if I can't get it to install.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm excited for it. It works with up to like nearly 40 games right now.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Team Fortress 2, Amnesia, like just.
I think Left 4 Dead's both worked as well.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see performance wise how it does. Like, what I really want to do is get something on there that I can run a benchmark with and see how it stacks up to the Windows counterpart.
Yeah, me too. I'm interested to see that.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Next one we got Disney. We're kind of fans of Disney. I am a fan of Disney.
I am a huge fan of Disney.
I love them. Disneys. Well, this being a report out of Destructoid, they're saying that the Disney's revealing a new Infinity Initiative next month. Which, if you don't know what that is, Chris,
yeah,
explain to people what that is.
Basically, it's a situation where they're trying to make. It seems like they're trying to make a game that's going to intertwine with both Disney and Pixar characters, and it's going to be a video game that mixes action figures, kind of like Skylanders. That's the theory. I don't think there's anything any hard evidence on any of this stuff just yet, but they did talk about doing something like this, and that's kind of what the theory is that what Infinity is going to be. So I think Skylanders was an awesome idea. So I'm interested to see what Disney has in store with this kind of initiative.
I just hear Navishin yelling, "Where the fuck is Kingdom Hearts 3?"
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Ripping his hair out. Tearing it out.
I agree.
That'd be cool. I'd be interested in something like that.
I think Skylanders was a really good idea. I think that what they're doing with Giants is pushing it. And I have a few issues with the way they're doing Giants just because of pricing. It's like with the first one, they had the 3-game packs and they were $20, and Toys R Us was selling them for $25, like all the time. They were selling everything for more. It's like the $20 packs were $25. The single characters that are supposed to be $8 were $10. So I think what happened is they just saw that even at $25, Toys R Us couldn't keep them on the shelf. So Activision raised all the prices. So now their retail for all of them are $25, and it's still the regular 3-character packs. So it's like they raised all the prices on all the stuff, and it's just like I'm not willing to, you know, even dive into near any of that at this point because of it. So
gotcha. This story just made me laugh, actually, in multiple situations. Not the one we're just talking about. Apparently, thieves got away with 7,000 Wii U consoles, which equals to about $2 million worth of product. Now,
just waggled its ass right out the door.
Pretty much. ABC News reported that thieves managed to steal 7,000 Wii U consoles. They basically drove in large diesel trucks in Nintendo's distribution area and just forklifted those bitches on there and got away. The funny thing
is, somebody lost the shit out of a job.
ABC doesn't know the difference between the Wii and the Wii U, so there is a possibility that the 7,000 could be a mix of the two, and that they actually reported that the Wii is a portable where Wii U is a portable gaming console.
Yeah, I did hear that. I do remember that.
So that just goes to show you, Nintendo, look how much you're fucking confusing your market.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like ABC News is like, or ABC and like all those regular mainstream networks knew exactly what the Wii is because they went around and told everybody. Now the Wii U, it's like nobody knows what it is. And
I think they tried to tell people, but people were still like, okay, gotcha. So it's an add-on for the Wii. No, no, it's a brand new console where you have this cool handheld device that's not an addition to the Wii. Okay, so it's a handheld device that hooks up to your Wii. No, 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 no. See, you have to buy a new... It doesn't help the fact that on the box, I don't know why... it's like Nintendo's afraid to hide how long the Wii U is. But have you ever noticed, like, on the box and all the advertising, they put the tablet so it makes it look like it's about the same size as a Wii?
Yeah.
So it just makes it look like a freaking Wii. And with this tablet thing.
Yeah. This is actually from the ABC News story, and it says, the thieves managed to get away with 7,000 portable Wii game consoles after raiding the warehouse.
Maybe they actually raided Chinatown and got these knockoff Wii U like tablets that actually are portables that just look like a Wii U tablet?
Mm. No.
Not so much.
Oh, what's sad is that, like, at the bottom of this article, they actually have a Wii U review. It's like, how do you have a review on something you don't even know what the fuck it is?
Yeah.
That's really ridiculous. Anyway.
Good luck, Nintendo.
Yeah. But, hey, that's, I mean, it, awesome. You know, it doesn't seem like the Wii U has been selling all that great. So at least they got an extra 7,000 to add to the shipped list.
Mm-hmm. Well, as much as we make fun of people not knowing what the Wii U is, unfortunately, people weren't educated enough to know how good some games are as THQ has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, this is so depressing.
Yeah. We kind of saw this coming. Yeah. I mean, they were in dire straits for the last few months and whatnot. But the good news is, well, I guess there's not really... Well, there's some good news, I guess. The assets are going to be going to Clear Lake Capital Group. They're going to basically acquire all the assets of THQ, which means they'll
eventually... That's the hope right now, yeah.
Yeah, that they're eventually sold off, and hopefully people will pick up these IPs or you know, see some sequels here or there. Because, to be honest, like... THQ brought out some of the best games that we played this gen.
They really did.
On our show,
and
for sure.
Part of this is that they actually had, and this is actually the next one on the list, Jeff, that like four of the games were actually new IPs, it looked like.
Yeah.
Because they had, Vigil was working on something called Crawler. Turtle Rock was working on something called Evolve. THQ Montreal was working on 1666. And then Relic Entertainment was working on something called Atlas. Now, these could all just be code names for stuff, but, you know, it's sad to see that this is a studio that has done a lot of good things this generation, and people have just gone without noticing their games, you know?
Yeah, and it's sad because everyone cries that there's not enough new IPs out there, and THQ is, even though the dire straits that they were in for the past couple years, they obviously have... They've been the driving force to that.
Yeah.
Like, they've had a lot of new IPs and people aren't buying them. So, which either means one of two things. The hardcore gamers mean absolutely nothing to the gaming industry because they're not such a small ass market.
Yeah.
Or all those people you read on NeoGAF and all these forums saying that we want new IPs, want new IPs,
are
aren't
full
the
of
ones
shit.
Buying them. Yeah. Exactly. So.
They keep leaving a word out. They want new good IPs.
Yeah. Hey, well, Darksiders, yo.
Darksiders is good.
Yep.
Saints Row was good.
Like balls. Yeah.
And then they
Saints Row the Third was good. I haven't played the others.
Saints Row One was good too.
Was it?
I picked that up in the THQ bundle. So
nice. Yeah.
I haven't really had a chance to play it.
It's really fun.
I'm excited to.
It's really fun. Actually, I never finished it on what did I get on 360? So I might actually boot up the PC version. And just start over on the PC version.
Yeah, man. So. You can play together.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and their UFC game, so the first one sold like a shit ton. Yeah. They kind of shot the bed of the second one. Third one probably didn't sell based on that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the good thing is that right now is that they're continuing to do day-to-day business. So hopefully...
Oh, they still, yeah. They get this. They can sell... Yeah, Chapter 11 bankruptcy is not...
Yeah, you can get out of it pretty, you know... You know, there's ways to get out of it. And so I don't think THQ is going to fall off
sure
the map
2K
or anything, but...
Didn't 2K chapter
file for chapter
file
11?
For bankruptcy like years ago and they're still fine?
Possibly, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was
not.
2K. I know some big publisher filed for them. They're still around. They hanging out there. I could be totally wrong though, so don't quote me on that.
I'm quoting.
But speaking of bundles, humble indie bundles.
Yes,
Glenn,
yes.
You picked up a new one the other day or today.
Yeah. The seventh in the installment of the
this is a good one too.
Bundle series. It's actually a real good series, and they're doing something a little bit different with the series because they actually bundled in the indie game, the movie, in there. So you can actually download that in 720p or 1080p or stream it, and that's part of the bundle. You've got that. You've got Shank 2. You've got The Binding of Isaac with the Wrath of the Lamb DLC. Snapshot, which I'm not really familiar with.
Dungeon Defenders, Legend of Grimrock.
Yep, and Closure.
And then who knows what, like, three or four games they're going to add to it later, because they always do every time.
And, of course, soundtracks to all of those. But
is what now?
Is Binding of Isaac on Vita?
No.
No, but, oh, actually, you know, I heard they were putting it out for 360 at some point soon. It was going to have all the DLC included, too. And that would work okay on a console, because it's, I mean, it's basically a twin-stick control scheme.
Yeah.
So it'd be just fine.
Humble Bundle, they're doing some cool stuff too, because, you know, as you said, this one is actually has Indie Game the Movie on it. But a few, like a month ago or so, they actually had the Humble ebook bundle where they were actually doing ebooks. And, you know, they've had like four different Android bundles. And,
yeah,
you know, they're definitely mixing and matching their stuff.
All the Android games were stuff that are on Android and on
Yeah, it was Android, Linux, Mac, and PC.
And that's another thing I wanted to say with the talk we were talking about with Steam and coming out with a Linux client. Everything that comes on here is Windows, Mac, or Linux.
Yeah.
Windows, Mac, or Linux, and it will work natively on all of them. And that includes, like, Shank 2. I was surprised as hell to see that Shank 2 is on the Ubuntu Games Market. You can buy that bitch.
That's pretty cool.
Directly off of there.
That's pretty cool.
Binding of Isaac, same thing. You can get that running
on
Linux.
It should have been Mark of the Ninja, but just saying.
I'm wondering if the Steam codes that you get with the Humble Bundle will work on the Linux client.
Well,
it sounds like
if you own the game, if you own the game on Steam.
Oh yeah, that's right. You own it for any platform.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you own it on everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
So as long as they have a compatible client that will download onto the Steam client for you to play, I'm sure it would work.
Yeah, sounds like it would.
Generally, though, when you get the Linux, when you go to download Linux, there's a button you can click to redeem your bundle through the Ubuntu Software Center. So if you don't want to deal the shell scripts and tar files, you can just go that way.
Yeah. They do have ways to make dealing with Linux easier. It's been getting easier and easier every year. So, you know, there's actually places that are
excited for the day I can make it my primary.
Yeah, really, me too. I mean, I would love to do that. They're actually, like, I know that there are PC makers that are doing pre-installed with Linux now. So.
There's a lot of doctor's offices around here that are running Ubuntu.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah, like that's what they're just using in the office.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, humblebundle.com. Check it out.
What's the average at right now? $7?
$7.40? Or $6.40?
$6.40?
Yeah. And if you do above the average, you get Dungeon Defenders and what's the other one you get? Dungeon Defenders and Legend of Grimrock.
Yep.
And then if you do more, keep this in mind, and I always try and point this out. If you pay more than the average, chances are in like a week or two, they're going to say, hey, we're adding these three games. And if you paid more than the average, you get them for free. So.
Yeah. And it's not the changing average. It's the average at the time that you paid.
That's right.
So if you paid the over average, you're getting all the games.
Yeah. The average when I bought was like, I think it was like $5. So I gave them $6. So I paid above the average at the time. So whatever they actually throw out there, I'm gonna end up getting it. So
Microsoft and Sony need to start doing this.
And they let you customize how that money's going to between
charity,
how much you want to give to the Humble Bundle, how much to charity, how much to developers, but you can also break it down to how much you want to go to each developer specifically and how much you want to go to each charity specifically. So it's really neat that way. You can really kind of send the message you want to send. And when you're voting with your wallet with this, you know, so it's a really, really
Microsoft
cool deal all
Sony
around.
Sony need to do this for sure. Like they need, well, I'm surprised they haven't got on this already. Especially with the Vita. Why aren't they pushing some of
They both have like indie developers that develop for their platforms.
I know,
you know?
So but they don't do anything.
I know. It's like this would do so well on those platforms. Like have like an Xbox Live. Indie bundle where you know you get
Humble
like,
Xbox bundle,
yeah,
there you Humble
go.
PS3 bundle.
It's
just
like
go work with
Dust,
the Humble Bundle
Mark
people.
The Ninja, like a bunch
yeah,
of
you can do it that way.
Like,
Because it's already set. They already give you Steam codes on here. It wouldn't be hard to just say, here's your fucking PS3 code. Go download it off of PSN.
Pretty much.
Here's your live code. Like, if they would get their heads out of their asses, there's no way that they would actually do it that way, because they don't want you to be able to decide how much money you pay to them.
They get it.
It's just like,
you can choose where this money goes to, but 50% of it has to at least go to us. Yeah. So, there you go.
I'd probably be one of the people that would give 100% of it as the humble tip.
Yeah. That's all the news, anyway, that's worth talking about. All
right. Let's move on to some emails. New releases.
Cool.
Where there is nothing coming out next week. There's Shadows of the Vatican Act 2 for PC.
Oh, thank God, I've been waiting forever.
Is that because the Pope tweeted? Is that why?
Yes, that's why. And then there's Fluidity Spin Cycle for the 3DS. So there's literally nothing.
What, is that like a fucking washer-dryer simulation?
Yes, I think so.
It's imagine you're washing clothes.
So my pick of the week my pick of the week is the Humble Indie Bundle 7. Go get that.
And give it a time.
Yes, Humble Bundle 7, pick of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Do it.
Pretty sad. Now I know why we didn't get a voicemail from Repeat.
Also because he's dead.
And also because the world ended there already.
Also because Australia is no more.
Australia fell off the map.
The Wallabies have led an uprising. They're all
down under has actually gone down under.
Oh. That was bad.
Yeah, I know.
And Fluffy went down on that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my, that was good. All right, so let's do an email.
Okay.
This is from Sean Recupido, and he says, do you guys think that touchscreens could eventually surpass a controller in terms of input quality for gaming? I keep hearing about all these good games for Android and iPhone, but I don't even bother playing them because the controls usually suck. Would be nice if I could plug in a controller and use it, but then again, most games probably wouldn't support something like that. Something that doesn't come built into the device. It's not really a question of whether or not phones and tablets are powerful enough to put out quality games graphically on par with console counterparts, but the controls are really lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that touchscreens will ever catch up?
No.
No.
I don't. But they are passable.
I don't even think they're passable.
It depends on the game. EA has actually done really good with like Dead Space and with Mass Effect Infiltrator. I think they actually made it damn passable. What's that?
I thought Mass Effect Infiltrator was horrible. I did not like the
controls
at all. Yeah.
I really like the way that they did that, because they took care of the whole aiming function where, you know, you select the target and you aim at it, but then you actually have to move the would-be right stick to fine tune the aiming to make the shot really count.
Yeah.
So, because you obviously can't, you know, you can't play it like you do first-person shooter style, you know, when you're zoomed down. It's not going to
fly. It was just very awkward trying to, like...
choose abilities and things?
Yeah, use abilities and dealing with cover and stuff like that. It was just really, really clunky.
I would call it less than clunky, but definitely worse than what you're used to with Mass Effect, with the, you know, like with the action wheels.
Yeah.
Like, the game is so smooth, the full-fledged game is so smooth to just fling between this, throw a grenade, do this ability, get all of everybody in your party to do this ability elsewhere, and then you shoot everybody while they're still floating in the air, you know.
Yeah.
You can combo 8 moves together in 10 seconds. This is more of a, it almost feels like an RTS at times. Cause you're like, all right, pause, this one. On this guy. Okay, we're good. Shotgun and cloak. All right, walk over here. Boom, shoot him in the head. All right, take cover. And, oh, that's recharged. Cool, let's do this. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's passable. And like, the Grand Theft Auto ports, same thing. But I think most of all, you would be surprised how many of these games you can hook up a Bluetooth controller or a USB controller to.
That's what I was going to mention.
Or even a keyboard and mouse. And they work pretty well natively.
Does Mass Effect do that?
I haven't done... Well, okay. I just got that deal from PowerA with that Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm waiting for mine to come in.
Mine's supposed to be here Monday.
Okay.
So once that comes in, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because I have one coming too, so we'll see how that works.
I have a tool to pair up my
PS3
my 6-axis. Yeah, but I haven't set that up in a bit. So at this point, I'm just going to wait for the Bluetooth controller to come in, and then after that comes in, I'll let you know. But I have a feeling that EA is smart enough to integrate that in there,
because
there is the ability to do that, you know. And the PS3 thing makes it real easy, because that just passes as keyboard input.
Oh.
So it just shows up as an input device, and you just go, okay, bink. And so, you know, most things will work with it. And Grand Theft Auto actually worked. Grand Theft Auto 3 worked with the PlayStation mapped controls. Like, it was exactly what it would be with a PlayStation. So that I thought was really damn cool. So I think you'd be surprised what you'd see with that. But to answer the question, there's no way in hell touchscreen will ever catch up to be...
Not touchscreen. No. Fuck that.
It's not going to be the preferred method of control ever. The same way that I argued with Robbie that a touchpad will never, ever be as good as a mouse for first-person shooters.
Oh, God, no.
Thank you.
Why would you use a touchpad?
Oh, because it's the Mac touchpad, and it's super awesome.
No.
It's super smooth and responsive. No.
I mean, I've never used it, but I can just...
I'd rather use a nub.
Yeah.
That's one of those things, you know, like, I've never had a knife stabbed in my forehead, but I just know that would suck.
I have never been punched in the middle of the face with a pair of brass knuckles, but something tells me.
Exactly, but I'm pretty sure I can assume that would not be pleasant
I've got this feeling. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I know how my touchpad feels when I try to play it. I don't care how much more responsive it is. The whole flicking my finger around on a touchpad to look around is never going to feel as good as leaving my hand in one spot on a mouse and moving the mouse around. Never, ever.
Yeah. I seriously would rather use a nub at that point.
Yep. A nub, I'd rather use the twin sticks, which I've grown accustomed to, but I still don't think they're as good as a keyboard and mouse.
I agree in most cases.
I actually switched
over to using a controller on Far Cry 3 because I did not like the way it felt on the keyboard and mouse for some reason.
Really? That's
kind of fun. But with like Borderlands, like the first Borderlands, I played the entire game with keyboard and mouse.
Dude, if you're playing single player, there's no point in using keyboard and mouse really.
Yeah.
If it works for a controller and you're used to it, because you're not. It's not Twitch reaction.
Yeah.
It's Twitch is where, like, you know, if you're playing like Counter Strike or something,
yeah,
and you try to come in with a controller, you're just gonna get your ass blown to pieces.
But it's like for Far Cry, Far Cry is more. It's much more methodical in the way you do things, so it's easier to get through with. I mean, you do have some Twitch moments at times, but it's not nearly as many, and you can get away with it.
It's not Twitch multiplayer Twitch where it's life or death.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell that it was built for with a controller in mind in the first place.
Oh, definitely, so. For sure. Most PC games are, even first-person shooters these days.
Yeah, no doubt.
If they need to get that extra market, and those people are the ones who put in their wireless or wired 360 controllers to play games.
Yeah. Sean, I will say that the controller that we're talking about is called the Mogo, and
yes.
I think it runs about $45 if you look on Amazon. But it's a Bluetooth controller that attaches to your Android device, and if it's a phone, it actually has this little piece that opens out and holds the phone for you, so it's almost like a little portable system. So that's what we ended up getting. There was a website called PowerA that was doing a deal where you got free ones if you signed up and you know did it during that time. And
you pay shipping, so it ended up being $5.
Yeah, you pay $5 and you get
$5.
Of course, I'm a little worried because I just checked my tracking number and it says that it doesn't have that on record. So
I wouldn't worry too terribly much about it because they're doing FedEx Express. Which is like we drop it off at the U.S. Postal Service, and they take care of the rest.
Oh, I see.
Of
that makes sense. All right.
Let me see where mine. I just checked it this morning. Where'd you go, Power A? This is really, really, really good radio.
I was just gonna say that.
All right. So do we have another email?
We do not have another email. So why don't you do some Innis questions? I do have a voicemail though, but we'll hold on to that until after.
Okay. We have a few Innis questions. Some from left over from last week. Do we do Oates's? I know we did, Yass's worst dine-in experience. We did talk about that.
We did that.
Did we do our favorite music video?
Yes.
Okay, did we do Dream Concert?
I feel like we've done that before, but it wasn't last
week.
We have
done that before, yeah. Our favorite death scene in a movie?
We did that.
Hmm.
But all of these, Glenn, if you want to chime in on any of them, because you weren't here last week.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, so
let's
moving on to the next
forward
one.
So we can all do it.
We did that. Okay.
Favorite death scene in a movie I would like to answer real quick, which was Saving Private Ryan with the knife.
I can't remember that one. I remember the sniper in the eye. That was
pretty awesome. The knife one was where he comes around the corner and he sees the German guy. And they kind of have this big struggle and where he's actually winning for a second. And then the guy's just sitting over top of him and just slowly coming down lower with the knife. And he's like, no, stop. No. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is horrible.
Yeah.
But it was probably the best death scene I've ever seen. It was the most like, oh, my cringing, God, that guy's dying. Like, yeah. Like, I felt like that guy is dying right now.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible.
Yep. You're all welcome.
Well, Oates had another one, well, another set of questions. He goes, rather own a yacht or a jet ski?
Jet ski.
A yacht, dude.
Yacht.
Okay, so you get the yacht, and I'll get the jet ski.
There you go.
That sounds good.
A jet ski is going to get you a lot more pussy, let's put it that way.
A jet ski is?
No, a yacht.
A yacht.
Okay, you said jet ski.
A yacht's like $1 million. A jet ski is like.
I would take the yacht and I'd sell it and then use the money for something sensible, like a new house,
like three Evos,
three Evos, and then putting my kids through college. That would work out pretty well.
Oh, you're boring. You suck, Chris.
All right, pardon you me have for fun with your practical. Yacht. You let me know.
If I had to pick one or the other, I'd definitely pick yacht. Yeah, a yacht you can actually move around with and go different places. A jet ski is fun, but.
Let me know how much fun you have jumping your yacht. I bet you that's
hey,
super fun.
I'm just
fun.
Saying, you can jump your jet ski in the same spot.
You're like, oh no, there's a wake coming from this oil tanker. Oh, I didn't feel it at all. It wasn't anything. Oh, look at Glenn. He just flew by at 100 miles an
Holy
hour and jumped
crap.
80 feet
in
the air and did a barrel roll.
Yacht. I have a games room in my yacht. I have a helicopter on my yacht.
Holy shit. That's Glenn just jumped his jet ski and he must have pushed R twice because he did a barrel roll right over top of it. Wow. That was
you're
cool. I picked wrong. He won.
Yeah, he totally
he won
did
at picking.
Wrong. Rather own a private island or private mountain? This one's a no-brainer to me, too.
Island.
Yeah, island for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, private island for sure. That's where Jeff's going to take his yacht, obviously.
That's right.
Of course.
Well, his yacht to my private island.
I can't
island.
Take my yacht to my mountain.
You could if it was a flying
what
yacht.
What are you going to do with
I
a mountain?
I might have a volcano on my island. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, what if my island has a fucking mountain, Oates? You didn't even think of this.
Yeah, it could have like a volcano or some shit, which, let's just say it's in an area where
cooler.
It could snow, so you can still ski on it.
Listen, because all I'm saying is you can't throw
like
virgins in a mountain.
Shit up now.
Yeah, we're just making it what we want,
like,
yeah.
Dude,
we're
adding
here's
a bunch
of
shit to his questions. Like, oh yeah, my yacht has a helicopter. How about that? Oh, did, I mention there's a bay of jet skis in the yacht?
Yeah,
how about
say,
that?
And also it's got six jet skis.
Here's the
starboard.
My island has a volcano, and I'm not saying, but just saying, you can't throw virgins in a mountain.
You can.
Throw that out.
Just you kind of be like, oh, all right.
Well, Glenn, you're a horrible person.
Hamburger with buns or Texas toast?
What's that?
Hamburger with bun or Texas toast?
Ooh, Texas toast.
I'd never thought of it before, but now
Texas toast, man.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious, dude.
I was going to say, I like the buns, but the only time I ever had it on Texas toast is when I went to Sonic, actually, when Travis was working there. And it was really delicious. I liked it.
I got some chili cheese tots from there the other day. I was in heaven. Those
that
are so good.
Amazing.
You know, did you guys... Okay, so I went to Wendy's today.
Yeah,
this
I,
is
saw
sort of
this.
On topic.
I saw this on your
I went. I ordered, I'm like, can I get a spicy chicken sandwich? And before I could even finish, she's like, do you want cheese and bacon on that? And I'm like, you can do that? yes. Has anybody ever said no to that when it comes to Wendy's?
Yeah.
I'm already getting chicken something sandwich. That's going to clog an artery. Might as well make it tastier.
Can I get a Baconator? Hold the bacon, please. No, fuck you. Nobody
yeah,
does
exactly.
that.
Yeah. Why would you ever order that?
Can I just
you
get
order
a anator?
Triple fucking quarter pound thing or whatever the hell it is. Come on.
Oh
Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on. Know your Wendy's, Glenn.
Can I go to Battle and Brew and get a penultimate level? not quite final level.
Yeah.
The one just before
I'll have
it.
The ultimate grilled cheese, but take away the cheese sticks and
can
take
I just get toast?
Bacon,
can I just get and, some toast?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, he's got a couple more. Would you rather wipe your ass with poison ivy for the rest of your life or shower with sewer water for the rest of your life?
God.
That's disgusting.
Why?
All right. They're both miserable, but I can hide the poison ivy asshole more.
But
in
that would
public.
Be so terrible. You're wiping your ass with that's like right up in your. That's like. Okay,
I think
you
would eventually grow.
Eventually, you'd build an immunity to it.
You'd build an immunity to that, I think, eventually, and you'd always smell like shit out of the sewer. So I'm gonna go with the.
I'm going
with the long term win and go with poison ivy.
Yeah, I gotta go poison ivy.
Yeah, I might have to, and you might get a bunch of diseases and shit from sewer water.
No doubt.
Yeah, those will itch too. Open sores itch quite a bit.
But
leprosy kind of itches.
The first like couple months of poison ivy on your ass.
Yeah, but he didn't say you couldn't get like cream for it.
Well, but
yeah,
still,
you could immediately wipe.
It doesn't exactly negate the effects. It just kind of does something.
Wow.
I would imagine that getting really drunk would have a pretty good effect on it.
No, yeah, of course. So you have to be drunk constantly for like three.
So it'd be fine. We'll just Edie-palooza for the first few months. Get this shit done.
Shit. All right, it says fuck, marry, kill. The witch from Left 4 Dead, Morneth, or Alma from Fear. Did we do this one last time?
I don't think so, and I'm just going to say I'm going to fuck them all.
Right, Morneth, as in from Mass Effect?
Morneth.
Morneth. I don't know who Morneth is.
I don't know who Morneth is, actually. Someone quick Google it. Morneth. Alma, I know who Alma is. Is the chick in the red dress, the girl from Fear. And the witch is just fucking crazy from Left 4 Dead.
Morneth.
I think Morneth is... Morneth. The name sounds so fucking familiar.
I see Morinth.
Yeah, it's Morinth.
I see Morneth. Yeah,
okay,
there's Morinth
had,
from
yeah,
Mass Effect.
Who's Morinth? Which person from Mass Effect?
It's she's one of
the blue people.
Yeah, she's one of the blue chicks. The one in two that
oh the daughter of the mother.
Yeah,
they're all three witches is what he's saying. Pick
yeah.
you got three witches. Which one do you want to fuck?
Okay, I'm marrying
marry
the blue chick. I'm gonna kill Alma because she's like 12, and I guess I will fuck the girl from Left 4 Dead, which I probably wouldn't live through anyway to marry. Morinth,
oh,
so.
But if you did, you know how good that sex probably would be.
With the 13 to 12 year old?
No, the one
the
Left 4 Dead one. Yeah.
Oh God, she'd be fucking scratching at your face the entire time.
But it'd probably be a wild ride.
Gross.
Yeah,
You're sick, Oates. You're sick.
No shit.
I'd fuck them all. It's like Pokemon.
Gonna do Mary Morinth and kill the witch.
And fuck Alma?
I guess. I don't even know what Alma is.
Girl in an icon.
Pedo bear.
Is Alma the weird chick that comes out of the TV?
She's the chick from... Have you ever played Fear?
Fear.
Oh, Fear. I'm thinking The Ring. I don't know why. No,
yeah,
I've never played
same
Fear.
Thing,
literally
really.
Like a... Well, I don't know how old she is, but she's not old. She's the girl in like the girl in the red dress. She's like basically the main evil presence in the Fear games. That she'll like flash up there. Just Google her.
Okay, so Pyramid Head...
that was one of them, I think, from when we did it last week.
What was her name?
Alma.
Alma.
Alma. Just type in Alma, Fear. Jake G92 says, so, walking around in my Abercrombie and Finch t-shirt makes me a douchebag, huh? Huh?
Yes. Yes.
It was a present, so is that okay?
No.
If it was a present,
fine.
It was okay. But
if
only you bought
if you're wearing
it
because
idiot.
That person...
To be honest, I have nothing against Abercrombie, whatever, it's...
We were talking
if you're wearing it because the person who bought it is around, then it doesn't make you a douche. But otherwise, yeah, you still are. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't think. Whatever. Borderline, I guess.
That was
You can be wearing worse stuff.
That was my thing last week. I think.
If it was Affliction, you'd be done.
Affliction, yeah. I watch UFC.
Yeah. I get this badass design with fucking bedazzle jewels on it. It's fucking sweet.
It's like a tribal tattoo, but on my shirt.
Yeah, this is like, it's like a crow, but there's like this like red like jewel in its eye, because
it's
fucking
yeah,
it's like a like, badass crow.
It's like not too much flame to be nerdy, just a little bit of flame to be cool.
Also, I go to the gym all the time, and I have got biceps that are about 36 inches around, but I still buy this shirt in a fucking medium. Cool.
Exactly. I've never gotten a fight in my entire life. Don't fuck with me.
It's a good thing.
Affliction.
Because I won't be able to bend my fucking arm to throw a punch.
No, excuse me while I order my cranberry and vodka.
The bar is that way. I'll be right back.
Oh, shit. All right, Jake G also says... Okay, I'm going to... Okay.
Okay.
Jake G says, do you guys follow football?
Sorta. I'm assuming he means soccer.
There you go.
No.
He does. But he said after that, he says, wait to see if you get the correct sport. He shouldn't have said that, because then I'll right away maybe think, okay, he means soccer, football. So no, I do not follow soccer, football, soccer.
I usually just try and keep up with like the World Cup when
I like Manchester United.
like if you're not a mank, you're a wank.
When they do the World Cup, I kind of try and pay attention to it, but otherwise, no, not really. And it's mainly because it's just not a popular sport here. I mean, I wish it was, because I think
it is.
I think soccer is fun to watch. Personally.
No, it's not.
I mean, well, God. I mean, that's up to you, but
it's like watching ping pong with a really long table and a really slow ball. and they're that way. And they're that way. And when do you guys score anytime soon? Oh, he kicked it towards it. Oh, no, he missed it by a goddamn mile. He totally whiffed it. All right. All right. The one guy who can touch it with his hands is throwing it in now.
Oh, my God. All your European listeners are cursing and shaking their fists at you in unison.
I don't care.
We just lost all of our international listeners. So.
All of you guys write in, because... Yeah, that'd be funny. I'm just gonna like list like that'd be hilarious.
I'll just let the hate flow through me. I don't give a shit.
I want it soccer versus football Armageddon. Go. I don't follow either of them, so I think they both suck.
I only watch like one team in any sport that I watch. So
yeah, I do watch the World Cup though. You have to watch the World Cup.
Yeah,
let's put it this way: I actually watch the World Cup because I want to and I actually find it exciting. I watched the Super Bowl. Because it's an excuse to get together with friends and drink. So if anything, I would say I follow soccer football more than I follow football, American football, if that means anything. But
American football!
It. Yeah. And that's all the Indus questions. So if you guys want to hit up Indus questions, any kind of comments, questions, fucking statements, anything you want to do, hit up on Twitter, at Indus questions. We will read them for sure, 100%. If we haven't read one of them, let us know. Also, if you've been writing in and we have not read them, send Indus Jeff, Indus Chris, or 9kilobytes a DM or a tweet, because that would just mean that you have your shit set to private, yep. And we actually have to be following your account to actually see when you're
right.
When you're sending
and,
something in.
And if you do that and we still don't read it, just take the hint. We don't like you. Like, that's just all there is to it. Just it's pathetic. Stop writing. No. Yeah.
Kung Fu Gold Chain. I'm kidding. That's just like
censor it.
It's like a habit now because every time Glenn's on, that's where it started. And it's funny because Glenn, you weren't on last
and
week.
And he wrote
Kung
in.
Kung Fu Gold Chain wrote in. It was really funny.
Nice.
I thought it was awesome.
All right.
But anyway, that's it. Chris, do you have any voicemails?
We do have a voicemail.
Hey, guys. Zeke here.
Okay, what was that?
Hey, Zeke.
How much time do you guys spend commuting to work? I just find it, you know, here in Sweden, it's just getting worse and worse. And usually before I could get to work in my car in, you know, like 15 minutes. And now it's just, it's coming up there to half an hour, 45 minutes each way.
Is Sweden expanding?
Me, you know? And there's really no alternative I could use my bike, but when it's like now, you know, it's like 15 below centigrade and like, a meter and a half of snow here,
Celsius,
so
guys,
taking the bike doesn't really seem like a feasible idea.
A meter and a half
and,
of snow, good God.
The bus system is just awful, so. Anyhow, so, what do you think about that? And another thing. Like, could you guys please ease up on oats? I mean, if the guy wouldn't be gay, he's going to be gay, you know? It's got to be rough
wrong
enough
show
to have a dick in your ass, but he doesn't give a fuck, so. Yep. Later, dudes.
Okay,
I would lighten up on Oates if you could just take half the dicks out of his mouth and be able to fucking have a decent conversation.
I'd lighten up on him if he'd stop struggling, you know. But
yeah,
when
exactly
he struggles, you just got to push back harder,
just
right?
Fucking take it. Yeah.
If you just just
shh, it'll be over soon. Yeah, exactly. Just go with it.
Just go to your happy place. All right. Find your spirit animal.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
So, okay, my first question, Zeke: what the fuck is Sweden expanding? Like, why
is
your commute, like, doubling in length?
Maybe traffic? I don't know.
It's just getting worse and worse.
Well,
it used to be 5 miles, now it's 10.
Too many hot blondes crossing the road or something?
Oh. Maybe.
How long are your commutes?
Yeah, Sweden.
Mine is, it depends where I'm staying.
I can't even call mine a commute.
If I stay at my place, it is like a 5-minute drive. And if I stay at my girlfriend's, it's like a half hour.
Holy shit. Okay. I'm like about a 15-minute subway ride. From if I get the bus and the subway and it's right there as I get there, from front door to my desk is 20 minutes. So it's not that bad at all.
I'm gonna put mine in perspective a little bit. My office is 5.5 miles from my house. For kilometer people, that's a little less than 10 kilometers, I believe. I think it's like 9.5 or something
like
that.
9 something, yeah.
On a normal day, well, my ride home, my commute home is between 10 and 15 minutes. Depending on when I leave in the morning, it could take me up to 40 minutes to get that 5.5 miles.
Why don't you just walk it?
I've actually ridden a bike to work a few times. And, the thing is that riding a bike, the 5.5 miles takes me about half an hour anyway. Half an hour to 45 minutes anyway.
But you're also working out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Is it like uphill, downhill, level?
It's not level. It's very hilly. And, actually, there is a huge hill coming, that I would have to go up going home. And the other thing is it's just really not safe, to bike around here. It's not very safe.
Why, someone will steal it?
No, I'll fucking get hit by a car.
Somebody will run him over.
I can ride on the sidewalk. That's the best I can do, but there's even places where there's no sidewalk. So I've got to ride in the street and, I just don't trust people. So that's kind of what it boils down to. But, yeah, well, I used to work downtown and that could take me up to an hour to get to work.
Yeah, that Atlanta traffic sucks. I've experienced
Yeah, Atlanta traffic is fucking horrible.
I thought Toronto was really bad, but Atlanta is really fucked because Atlanta doesn't look like it should have traffic. It just does.
Metro Atlanta is 6.6 million people.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I did not know that.
Now, that's Metro Atlanta, so that means from the city, and that goes to about, they consider it like 15 or 20 miles north of the city. That's Metro all the way around, so... But there's about 6.5 million people in the city, in the metro area.
Where I live right now, there's weird traffic because it's a small city, and the thing is that they have traffic lights like every 150 feet, and that I swear to fuck it's timed that like every single time that you make it from one, it turns green. You go to the next one, it's already turning yellow. So it's, you're stopped like every few hundred feet. You're in the same group of 10 cars that just keep fucking getting stopped. And I'm like, God damn it. And somebody said that it's to cut down on speeding. I was like, well, that's stupid because if I go 55 and I just barely don't make it, well, guess what? In my head, I say, well, if I just go 65 next time, I'll make it.
That's right.
Like that's not a good theory. It doesn't work very well.
No, it doesn't. That's infuriating. It really is. I will say this, the worst traffic I've ever been in was actually in LA when we went to E3. That was fucking horrible. I mean, it literally, there was not one time of the day when we went out in the week that we were in LA where there wasn't traffic. It was bad all the time.
Oh, and just to give you perspective, my small city is a small, 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 small city. It's 7.2 square miles.
Wow.
With about 42,000 people in it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just a little concentration, but it's built up like a city. But it takes, so it's 7.2 miles to get out of it. I work, in the middle of it, basically. And I start from roughly somewhere in the middle of it as well. And it still takes me about 5 to 12 minutes to get through, because of lights.
Huh.
It shouldn't. It should not take as long as it does. There's no business doing that.
Cool. Anything else before we move on?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's do question of the week. So we're going to take it easy for next week. You know, Christmas is next week, and you know, New Year's is following. We don't want to have to think too hard. You guys don't want to have to think too hard, that kind of thing. So, question of the week: how was your Christmas? What'd you do?
What'd you get?
What kind of loot did you score? How about that?
What embarrassing things happened at the family dinner?
How much dessert did you eat?
Or whatever your holiday of choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Could have been Hanukkah.
There you go. Holidays.
How are those 8 crazy nights? How'd those go for you?
Let us know. We're interested.
Which one of your drunken family members tried to do something dirty to the turkey? Just, like that.
Who tried to make a turducken?
Yeah. With themselves.
To answer the question of the week, just send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leet, but it's nothing like Leet.
No, all lowercase. Indus Questions. Send us some of those. You can follow us at Indus Questions. Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. Individually, we are Indus Chris, 9 kilobytes, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google+. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you will find us. And come over to Retroids if the site ever comes back up, and join the forums.
Is it still down?
It's been down for like 3 days.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
Do you think they didn't pay their bill? Oh, no, it's under maintenance and will return shortly.
Yes.
Now, finally, yes. There's a message. For like 3 days, there's like no message.
No, that message has been there since yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, it's yesterday afternoon. 3 days before that, There was no message.
It's the end of the world. Retroids is in the future. They blew up already.
That's right. That's right. Retroids. It started with Retroid servers. Now it's going to spread to the rest of the world. That's all I've got. So you guys have anything else for a wrap up?
Hopefully you guys get a chance to listen to this.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Fucking part of the Earth.
That's right.
And in that case, since nobody will hear this until it's already happened, fuck you, Mayans! You think you know everything? You think you know what you're talking about? Fuck off!
Planetary alignment. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So, until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jim.
All lowercase. Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See ya.